This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Don't worry, we still have an hour. And then we're going to come back tomorrow and do it again. And then we're going to roll in on Friday and do Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. First, let's discuss how these Democrats in office operate. Because they do this all the time. They do it masterfully. And there's a reason they do it. I'll use the audio in conjunction. Hey, Chris, what a huge word that is. In conjunction. Don't roll your eyes. What? I can take credit for using in conjunction. Have you ever heard me use that before on the show? Just used it now. I'm using the sound in conjunction with the email. Guy says, hey, Jesse, I'm sick of these Dems saying Congress needs to act on immigration. We have immigration laws that work, have worked for many years. I'll pair that in conjunction with Scott Bessent today. He's being interrogated by this Richard Neal. They're talking about the IRS. Listen to
Sorry,
this.
Sorry, I chuckled when you talked about the IT at the IRS. The program is 35 years behind schedule. 35 years. And is wasting $2 billion a year.
That's why we put the extra money in, Mr.
No, 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 no. The extra money went in for bodies, and whistleblowers acknowledged that standards were being lowered to bring in new agents. The money is not the issue here. It is how the money is spent.
Once you understand that they're always lying on behalf of the revolution, everything gets so much simpler. You stop being shocked. You stop being confused. When they are speaking, they are lying on behalf of the revolution. Scott Bessent is a private sector guy, very sharp guy, by the way. Scott Bessent went into the IRS. Elon Musk actually backed him up on this. When they started combing through the systems, the IT systems, everything, maybe you think that they're top of the line. Surely at the United States government level with endless taxpayer funds, surely they have the smartest computer nerds, the top systems in there. No, 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 no. They're ancient. Their systems predate the year 2000. Ancient. Scott Bessent points that out. What's the Democrat say? I'll play it again. What's he do here?
Sorry, I chuckled when you talked about the IT at the IRS. The program is 35 years behind schedule. 35 years. And is wasting $2 billion a year.
That's why we put the extra money in, Mr.
No, 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 no. The extra money went in for bodies and whistleblowers.
Oh, your system's really old? Yeah, that's why we put money into it. But the money was never for the IRS, really. Not really. The money certainly was not to update the IRS with modern systems. Remember, they're always lying, and they're lying for the same reason at all times. They're lying for the revolution. They took a bunch of money, told you it was for the IRS, so in your mind, they're updating computer systems. But what are they doing? Scott Bessent laid it out. They're lowering the standards to hire a bunch more communist revolutionaries to work inside the tax department of the federal government. Everything is a lie and always lying on behalf of the revolution. When it comes to immigration, why is that the line now with Democrats? Well, that's why we need a law. That's why we need to act. That's why we need a law. When what this guy says is 100% true, we have all the laws in place we need. We have everything in place that we need. We don't need a new law. We don't need a new this. We don't need a new that. So why are they clamoring for one? Well, what do you know? What do you know? You know they're lying, and they're lying on behalf of the revolution. Now that you know that, It's just a matter of figuring out what the game is. That's why we have to act, is generally code when it comes for immigration. That's why we need amnesty. That's what it always comes down to. You, of course, know this. James Lankford doesn't know this. That's why he worked with Democrats on that amnesty bill last year. But normal Americans with brains and testosterone, they figured this out a long time ago. They are always lying, and they're always lying on behalf of the revolution, 100% of the time. Again, like we've talked about a million times, the communist believes in telling lies. The same way you believe in telling the truth. You want to be known as an honest person. You want to tell the truth. The communist thinks about lies in the exact same way. He wants to lie. He knows it is a requirement that he lies at all times. That's why you hear things like this from people.
4 or 5 blocks, that's it. And Caddy K, the tale of two cities is being told by the media. It's we know this, we're in this business, but the impact of pictures that people see on their TV tell a story that's not really accurate. I mean, the flames, the cars being burned, the police being thrown, you know, concrete blocks at the police. That's been taken care of by the Los Angeles Police Department. They have restored order on their streets, and yet it's hard to understand the other tale being told by the administration.
They've restored order. The pictures are lying. The video's lying. He is lying. He knows he's lying. But guess what else he knows? He knows that looting and rioting and burning and waving Mexican flags is bad for the revolution. Therefore, he knows he has to go on television and lie. When we talk about things like CNN, why would CNN be playing the audio of a councilwoman in Los Angeles and cut away at the moment they cut away?
When these peaceful rallies end and the protesters head home, another element moves in. Opportunists who come in under the cover of a peaceful protest to ravage and destroy. They are ruining local small businesses, smashing storefronts, and threatening the safety of the very community that...
All right, we were listening to the Los Angeles mayor and the Los Angeles police commissioner.
Why would they do something like that? Well, CNN, the producers, the creators of the show, they understand the truth is their enemy. It's their enemy.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
We're trying to have a revolution. We can't have a councilwoman talking about rioting and burning. Hey, quick, Bob, cut away from that. That's how the communist believes in lies.
The same thing. I spoke to about 5 people that live in L.A., that work in L.A., and they said that these protests were very, very orderly. They weren't violent, and they occurred in about a 4-block radius.
The communist believes in lies the same way you believe in the truth. And vice versa. You've told lies on occasion. You don't like it. You're not proud of it. You'll do it when you feel like you absolutely have to. Hey, you did take the trash out. Oh, yeah, I definitely did. You feel gross trying to avoid trouble. That's the exact same way the communist thinks about telling the truth. Remember that. Hey, Jesse. Oh, I was talking last night about how I'm a wonderful dodgeball player. And don't roll your eyes, Chris. And how I want more people to acknowledge it. Hey, Jesse, did you show all your Marine buddies in the desert what a good catcher you are? I bet most of those guys like pitching. I don't know what you're talking about. Mini Mitts, I wanted to thank you for coming out about being a great catcher in June. This is the month to that, and I'm sure it was difficult to do that. You're a brave man. I don't know what you guys are talking about. What, Chris? It is dodgeball month. Well, it is now. Now that I'm on the air, Chris, now that I'm on the air, you know what we need? A charity dodgeball tournament. What? Chris, why do you always poo-poo these ideas? That's a good idea. It could be nationally televised. We could televise the whole thing. We'll make it about charity. I don't have a particular charity in mind. I'll create one that enriches me, and we'll call it something that'll really tug at the heartstrings, like savesickpuppies.org or something like that, only it just goes to my bank account and I can finally get a new air conditioning system. This, look, we'll even give people a number. We're trying to raise $10,400 for the puppies. It's a good idea, Chris. You can get away with anything if you're willing to lie. Remember, don't forget, Chris.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
All right. Somebody doesn't feel good about things when it comes to the country. Let's talk to him, and let's talk about quantum physics next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, that makes me want to listen to some more Beach Boys when I get out of here on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I have to tell you something. If I can just bare my soul for a minute before we get to the emails and the country and everything else. You know how I went to community college after I got out of the Marine Corps? A fully accredited one, not to brag, but I went to Pima Community College in Tucson, Arizona. And you know that there were some issues with algebra. Some issues where I had to drop it a couple of times, and it's a long story. But I'll tell you, as I was dropping algebra for the third time, I believe, I began to grow suspicious. And you know what I was thinking to myself? I feel like this is all a scam. Algebra itself. Why are we dealing with letters when it's supposed to be math? Doesn't seem right. Don't tell me X over 10 equals Y over the... That's not math. That's English. I know. I took some English classes. When you're combining them, it makes me feel like you're lying. And that was what bothered me the most about algebra. It was the dishonesty. It wasn't the difficulty of the class. What, Chris? It wasn't that the class was difficult. I felt like I was being lied to. What, Chris? Yeah, I failed it on principle. That's exactly right. I wasn't going to put it that way. I didn't want to puff myself up, but that's exactly how I would have put it. I failed it because it was the right thing to do. Now, we get articles like this showing, turns out I was an oracle from a long time ago. Headline, quantum physics falls apart without imaginary numbers. I knew it. Every one of you math teachers listening right now, selling everybody a bill of goods, I want you to know that we here at the Jesse Kelly Show, we're on to you, all right? We're on to what we know the game you're playing.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction.
That's you when you're teaching algebra. And now I'm on to you. And I'm after you, all right? Uncle Jesse, I was thinking about the state of our great country today on my lunch break, and I don't think President Trump can restore the country to sanity all by himself. Don't get me wrong, I love most of what he's doing, but he needs a lot of help from us. I'm afraid that we, the people, are not hurting enough to do anything. I live in California, and this state has been absolutely ruined by Democrats, but we still won't vote them out. It's insane and it's sad, and I'm depressed over it. Thanks for listening. Look, I don't know. I don't like to say things are gone or things are hopeless, because that's never a great thing to say. And it's certainly when we discuss places I love, New York City, California, places I love. We don't want to think in those terms. But how long have I been telling you to move? And no, I'm not yelling at this guy at all, because I realize a lot of people can't move. You got kids in school and jobs and family, but I want to focus on the why I've been telling you that. What did I tell you about moving? That the Democrat Party has lost its mind at the same time they have seized complete control over certain areas. So if you live in those areas, you are, for all intents and purposes, You are behind enemy lines with no layers of protection left. And I used the example before. I'll use it again. What if someone breaks in your home tonight and you're in one of these gun-grabbing blue hellhole states? What if you're in Manhattan right now listening to me on the great 710 WOR? And what if someone kicks in the front door of your apartment tonight? Some illegal scumbag kicks in your door to kill you. And you have a gun? Not legal in New York City. You pull out that gun. Pop, pop. You kill him before he kills you. Congratulations. Oh, but wait. What's your door prize? 2 to 5 years in the New York State penitentiary system. Defenseless. Now that these insane commies have taken over every level of government, it becomes defenseless. And it's why I've encouraged you, if you live in one of the blue places and you can't get out, if you're in Southern California and you can't get out, I get that. Get to Orange County. Or but doesn't have to be Orange County. That was one example. Get to a red part of a blue state. If you're in New York City, I love Manhattan. I'm going back to Manhattan soon. If I live there, you can find me out on Long Island. Get at least to a red area, not because you prefer that area, not because you want to add a drive, an extra 15, 20 minutes to your drive to work. I don't want to do that to you. You get to a red area in a blue state because it provides for you some layer of government protection, some layer of state protection. And even if it doesn't provide outright protection, at least they're not hostile. When I go walking in a blue area of a blue state, I am twice as polite as I normally am because I know everybody in that state, every elected Democrat, from the DA to the mayor to the governor, all and everyone in between, they all would love an excuse to throw me in prison. Just a fact. It's why I tell you, you have to get something to protect yourself physically, by the way. It's not enough to say, well, I can't own a gun. Fine, get a Byrna. Byrna has a compact launcher now. It's the size of a smartphone. If you carry around a smartphone, and I know you do, you can carry around a Byrna. 400 feet per second, fires these tear gas balls or kinetic rounds. Legal in all 50 states without a background check. Without a permit. See all those SWAT teams out there on the road? Guess what they're carrying? Security agencies across the country. Guess what they carry? Do you think maybe your daughter should have one? Fits right in your little purse. Fellas, fits right in a big pocket. That's usually where I carry my Byrna, is in a pocket. I conceal carry on my hip. My Byrna goes in the pocket because I believe in non-lethal. Over 500 government agencies, police departments, private security firms. Go look at the reviews. Save your friggin' life, man. Byrna.com, B-Y-R-N-A. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, a fantastic Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Caroline Levitt just curb stomped some poor reporter today, and I love, this is one of Trump's lasting contributions to the GOP that will live on for years after he's done. For any faults I've found in his policies or something like that, and I have in the past, of course. Well, I love some things, I hate some things. I'm so happy at the work he's done to change the GOP mentality on how to work with the media. Because forever the Republicans, they treated the media as if it was biased. Biased, but still the media, right? Well, it's still the media. You're not fair. You're being hypocritical. You're biased. But that's not what they are. I remember I had this argument with a guy who was working on my campaign when I was running for Congress. And the argument was, there was this local rag, complete communist rag in Tucson, probably still exists, but I'm sure it's taxpayer funded, the Tucson Weekly. It was Tucson Weekly. It existed. And there was this dirty communist reporter who would always write these articles in the Tucson Weekly, of course, defending every Democrat thing and destroying every Republican. Standard thing, right? And this Republican guy who was on my staff for Congress would tell me how I needed to sit down with this guy. The guy wants an interview. The guy wants a long, you need to sit down, give this guy a long interview. Why? I don't understand. Well, he's the media. And I explained to him, he's not the media. He's the enemy. And that's how he sees me. He sees me as the enemy. He has declared me to be the enemy. When he sits down with his rag newspaper, he will treat me as an enemy. So if he treats me as an enemy and I treat him as hypocritical or biased or whatnot, well, I know which way that's going to go. When they're your enemy, treat them as such.
There were peaceful protests on Saturday for the military parade. President Trump would allow that.
Of course the president supports peaceful protests. What a stupid question. Raquel.
That's such a great... Because she knew. It was a quick question, but she knew what the reporter was doing. The reporters are trying to manipulate. They're trying to defend their children. Those would be all the street animals burning down cop cars. They're trying to pretend as if, well, I mean, the protest is mostly peaceful. Remember the Black Lives Matter protests? Well, it's 97% peaceful. Remember that stat? They kept throwing it out there. It's mostly peaceful. So she knew what the reporter was doing. The reporter was trying to manipulate, trying to do what reporters do. And when they do that, you don't have to play the game of you're being biased. Oh, that's hypocritical. That's so lame. Call it like it
there
is.
There were peaceful protests on Saturday for the military parade. President Trump would allow that.
Of course the president supports peaceful protests. What a stupid question. Raquel.
Jesse, great job on the Memorial Day program. Oh, yeah, if you missed that Memorial Day program, it's remember, all the podcasts are free. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. We did a special Memorial Day program, as we always do on Memorial Day, just trying to honor the fallen. I love the history aspect, and I was wondering what your take was on Truman not allowing MacArthur to reach into China and put a hurt on those commies and keep them on their side of the river. It seems like it was a half-beep decision, and it pretty much cost us the stalemate in the war. Truman had no issues dropping the nukes on Japan a few years earlier. Why put the kid gloves on for the Korean War? Well, all right, first, couple things. The Korean War, remember, was this was not drones and cruise missiles. It was a ground war, ground troops on the ground, up close and personal, people shooting rifles and machine guns and mortars at each other. Remember the Napoleon quote we've brought up 1,000 times and brought it up earlier on the show? Quantity has a quality all its own. You're going to try to provoke China, who already has 300,000-500,000 troops fighting you. You want to drop bombs on their cities with our guys still up there in the danger zone? That's one. Two, more importantly, you know what else I did in New Orleans? Stay with me. Besides going to the World War II Museum, do you know what else I did in New Orleans? One night, I actually, this is how old and naive and dumb I am, I didn't know gambling was legal there. I'm just not a big gambler, which I guess that'd be, yeah, it's legal, Chris. Just casinos, just like Nevada, just like Las Vegas. We had a hotel downtown. Block away was a casino. Ob and I, kids are done for the night, we're done for the day. We said, hey, Should we go bet $100 at the casino? Let's take out $100 a piece and let's go to the casino. I'm not a big gambler. Obviously, as you can tell, I'm not a big gambler. I already told you the story how I lost everything. All my $600 the first time I ever gambled, and it just totally tainted me on gambling the rest of my life. But once every few years, I'll come across a casino, go play blackjack for 30 minutes, however long it takes me to lose $100 or gain $100 back. And I sign off. Now, is that a big deal? No. Now, let me ask you this. It's not a big deal for me. What if, after I had lost $600, which was every dime I ever had as a young Marine, what if instead of that ruining gambling for me, what if that got me hooked and I was a gambler? And anytime I had extra money, No, we're not going to stock up on extra food. No, we're not going to get some, you know, get some stuff done to the lawn. No, we're not. Anytime there's extra money in the house, I'm gambling. Sports gambling, blackjack, you name it. I'm gambling away thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. I've got a real gambling problem, a huge gambling problem. Well, then if I'm in New Orleans and I want to go check into the casino, is that a big deal? Becomes a big deal, doesn't it? Because I have history. We have to remember during the Korean War, if we're rehashing the war as some isolated thing in a vacuum, yeah, you can analyze this and analyze that. Well, why not do this or why not do that? The Korean War took place in the immediate wake. We're talking 5 years, give or take, in the immediate wake of the largest, most destructive war in all of human history, where many parts of the planet were still rebuilding. People were still trying to patch their lives back together. Whole families, whole family lines wiped out. The world, nobody in the world, us included, had any kind of an appetite to get the band back together and ramp up another massive world war. When you look at it in a vacuum, yeah, why not just ramp it up? Hey, drop a nuke on North Korea. Yeah, why don't just sit? From the outside looking in, here we are, what, 70-some years later? From the outside looking in, that stuff makes a lot of sense. At the time, nobody, not the president, not the Congress, not the public, not America, not China, nobody had an appetite to start all that up again. And so we always have to take that into account. It's like the fall of France in World War II. They get all kinds of crap for losing the Battle of France. They had a bigger army. They actually had more equipment. France should have won the Battle of France when Hitler invaded. Hitler's own generals told him, don't invade. Germany pulled some pretty slick stuff, but France just collapsed really fast. They get crap for it to this day. But France was still fresh off of losing a million plus in World War I, and the societal PTSD was deeply ingrained in that society, and they just didn't have it in them to do it again. All right? Speaking of veterans, you know you can nominate one for a flag from Pure Talk. I've told you that Pure Talk, my cell phone company, they're giving out Allegiance flags, American flags made here in America. Pure Talk's big on that. They're giving them out to veterans for Independence Day. You can nominate a veteran. You want to nominate a veteran? PureTalk.com/nominate is where you go to nominate a veteran. Go nominate a veteran. If you are a veteran, you earned it. Nominate yourself. I'm not saying, look, I think the goal is 1,000, so I don't know what number they're at right now, but PureTalk.com/nominate and then switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, somehow rehashing the Korean War here on a Wednesday night, as we do from time to time. Jewish producer Chris was complaining that we didn't go all in more. And then what did you just say to me at the end of the break? If you're going to go whole hog? I don't know that I've ever heard that term, go whole hog. Well, I've heard full bore. If you're going to go whole hog. That reminds me of the Marine Corps on Saturday nights. But anyway, let's do some emails. Mr. Manhance, just a thought. When you had a suits meeting, have you ever considered letting Chris and Corey take the reins and host the show? I'm sure it would be an unmitigated disaster, but would give your listeners some good humor while we await the Oracle's return. Listen, nobody wants that. All right, trust me. You think Chris wants that? Corey too? I guess we could try it. Well, don't chicken out now, you two girls. What are you? Oh, you're not. Oh, as soon as the microphone gets turned on, they start shrinking it up. Oh, come on, fellas. There's nothing to it. All you need is a soundboard to hit the really good stuff.
Why are you so old?
I forgot we had that one on there. Hey, you know what? We do need to update some of these. Oh, I missed this.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
We'll figure out something else. You know what I don't play enough? Dome.
Can I get a witness?
That's all you need, fellas. That's all you need. Hey, Jesse, today you were discussing the use of power and more specifically the willingness to not use it. It came to me that this ability to not use power to do the things you could do and get away with should henceforth be termed the Superman syndrome. It's defined as the ability to restrain oneself from using power to do things that no one could stop you from doing because doing so would violate your moral foundation. Love the show. Got to get back to building a fence. I'm going to steal that. What, Chris? I'm going to steal that. I like that. The Superman syndrome. I just came up with that myself live here on the air. I like that. And this is, it goes back to what we were discussing in case you're wondering what he was talking about. You know how we talk about communists, they believe in lies the way you believe in truth. Same thing when it comes to power. You believe, and I'm glad you do, in abstaining from using power for your full benefit, for in all the ways you could use power. And I'm glad you believe in that. The communist finds that way of thinking to be completely absurd. When you look at what they did for 4 years under Joe Biden and how they took every single government agency and they aimed it at their political opponents, none of it became about America. All of it was about reward my friends, but more importantly, attack my enemies. Who in the world goes to the FBI and sends them after pro-life pastors because you're angry that Roe versus Wade got overturned? The pro-life pastors didn't even do it. And yet, as a collective hissy fit, the communists in the government went to the FBI and said, hey, go throw some pro-lifers in prison. We're mad. What a horrible, evil use of power that was. But for the communist, he would never even dream of not doing that. That's why he's there, because these concepts of country or what's good for the people or society, these are completely ridiculous to him. Everything's about him. Every single thing is about him. It's like Gavin Newsom with the riots. He's working so hard to become the Democrat nominee.
Look, this isn't just about protests here in Los Angeles. When Donald Trump sought blanket authority to commandeer the National Guard, he made that order apply to every state in this nation. This is about all of us. This is about you. California may be first, but it clearly will not end here. Other states are next. Democracy is next. Democracy is under assault before our eyes. This moment we have feared has arrived. He's taking a wrecking ball to our Founding Fathers' historic project, three co-equal branches of independent government. There are no longer any checks and balances. Congress is nowhere to be found. Speaker Johnson has completely abdicated that responsibility. The rule of law has increasingly been given way to the rule of Don.
This has nothing to do with riots. It has nothing to do with California. An evil communist like Gavin Newsom would never even consider things like that. The people, or this is all about him. It's all about his personal ambitions. It's all about him becoming president. Gavin Newsom believes these riots have presented him with an opportunity to become the 2028 Democrat nominee, and he's pouncing on it.
And now
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Kentucky man arrested for releasing a raccoon into business months after fleeing police on a mule. Sorry for being an American. Multi-state lawsuit aims to block sale of 23andMe personal genetic data. I've always been fascinated with that whole find out who your great-grandpa thing was And I never ended up doing it because I always knew those filthy scumbags were going to sell that stuff off to somebody. Exclusive from the New York Post. Donald Trump responds to Elon Musk's late night apology after ugly public feud. Looks like those two might be patching things up, which is good. I mean, look, it's good. Whatever. GM announcing $4 billion investment in U.S. manufacturing, moving production out of Mexico. So that's something. We're getting some manufacturing jobs back here. U.S. preparing to evacuate embassy in Iraq over security risks. Pair that with U.S. military allows troops dependents in the Middle East to leave voluntarily. Generals have been saying things today on Capitol Hill. Donald Trump came out and kind of voiced some frustration with the Iranian peace negotiations. I don't know what's coming. It always seems like there's a war on the horizon, but it seems like that might be a problem. Seems like we might have a problem on our hands. Anyway, maybe we'll do Alexander the Great tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.